Chris Conard is with us from the stables of Godolphin and Charlie Appleby. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
You're very well, mate. Back again for you, isn't it?
Yeah, second time. So it's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah, it's... I don't want to start on a downer, but the way I finished the interview with Tom, I want to. Francis of Assisi's been the downer for you. We would have been seeing the horse tomorrow, wouldn't we, in the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, that was the plan, Caulfield Cup and then into the Melbourne Cup. But unfortunately, he travelled down great. We were super happy with him, and then he's picked up a bit of a knock. So
yeah.
We're under observation with him,
yep.
And we'll have a look at him again tomorrow, and then possibly start next week, get him scanned and
see where we're at with
him.
Yeah, really disappointing, because everyone here in Australia knows just how good Francis of Assisi is on his day, so it's disappointing.
Yeah, those runs last year were quite something, so we were really looking forward to it.
The positive is Foxwood, after last Sunday's Tab Cranbourne Cup win. How's the horse come through with some chance now of running next week in the Cox Plate?
The horse is, he's come out of the race really well. He's eaten up, he's come out and cantered, and we're very happy with him. He'll do a little piece of work tomorrow. And yeah, like, Charlie was very pleased to go and win the Cranbourne Cup, and it's a nice stepping stone to possibly something like the Cox Plate. Charlie's not going to make any decisions just yet. We'll see how he works and comes out of that work tomorrow, and then we'll go from there.
I guess I was talking to Charlie last night, and I guess, you know, there's four definites in the Cox Plate, obviously Winks, then three others and a couple of question marks. So we're probably looking at seven or eight, and that's got probably a few people thinking, gee, should we be running in the Cox Plate? There's going to be some good money to be won there.
There is obviously that point of it, but Charlie's always going to have the best interest of the horse, and we've stated from the start that the Emirates is his Folkswood's big target for this trip, and whether that's we stop off at the Cox Plate on the way, Charlie will make that decision. But
he looks so impressive to win at Cranbourne, just the way he lengthened out. It was reasonably firm. We'd had a run of warm weather. Does he like the firm ground, or does he like a little bit of give?
To be honest, when we got down to Cranbourne, it was on the firmer side of what we wanted.
Yeah.
But he still lengthened out, and I'd say with a little bit more cut in the ground, you'd see an even better performance out of the horse.
Okay, so a little bit of work tomorrow, and then decision sort of Sunday, Monday on what you end up doing.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Kiwi, I saw Kiwi out here by itself this morning. There's a good chance that we're going to see it on Cox Plate Day in the Moonee Valley Cup.
Speaking with Charlie yesterday, he took the decision not to run in Geelong with the view to going to Moonee Valley or even Bendigo. But we're very happy with Kiwi. He's done nothing wrong since he's been here.
Wait and see. We know how. I mean, the big aim, I guess, is to go back to Sandown and try and win that 2-mile race again.
That's on the radar. We, like I say, possibly go to Moonee Valley Cup, and if he was to really perform there, that would put the Melbourne Cup back into contention.
Yep.
But otherwise, it would probably go to Sandown for the Sandown Cup.
Charlie's sort of been not negative, but just unsure about taking QE to the Melbourne Cup. But I guess, as you've just said, if he ran well and maybe wins the Moonee Valley Cup, then it maybe comes back into discussion, doesn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. If he shows himself to be back to his very best like last year, then it'll come back into contention.
What are we going to do with Kid Man Ever?
He's come out of the race superbly. You really wouldn't think he'd had a run the way he's been going around the track. But he is getting aimed at a race, I think it's the Premium Stakes, on Melbourne Cup Day, dropping back to 9 furlongs. So we're very happy with him at the moment. And it'd be interesting to see him dropping back in trip.
Yeah, back in trip. Obviously last weekend he one that may have felt the track, or what were your thoughts?
Watching the race back, they went pretty hard in front, and if you look at the pace setters, they've all kind of
dropped out
and not really finished the race.
Yep.
So hopefully, if we drop back in trip and ideally not go as hard in front,
yep.
And kind of finish off our race better. That, yep. That'd be the plan, I think.
All right, so Melbourne Cup day for Kidman Ever. We'll wait and see with QE. I think it was going to be entered for the Bendigo Cup, but the Moonee Valley Cup is obviously before that. So
yes, I think the main target is the Moonee Valley Cup with the Bendigo as a backup.
And the thing with Foxwood, just finally, Alex Cairns, I know, rides the horse, I think, every day.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
I guess he'll be able to give you a bit of a feel after tomorrow morning's work, just how the horse is going.
We like to get the feedback from Alex and from Kerry when she's riding her horses. It's very important to, they're the guys sat on top of the animals, and it's nice to get the kind of feedback we get from them.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, mate, you're here in the blue, fantastic colours, bright and breezy. Great place to work for, I guess. And Charlie Appleby, who I know had so much success, you can't live on last year, but it must be good to be back.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a great company to work for and get the opportunity to come down here. Charlie's a great boss, and he's very laid back, and we speak to him every day and just keep him in the loop with everything. But we've got a good team down here. Alex Cairns, Kerry Williamson, and Charlotte as well. You know, it's a good little team, and hopefully we can
have some success.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Grow on Folkswood. Mate, you were you got them last year, didn't you?
James got them for us.
James Ferguson came up here last year, didn't he? Yeah.
I think he hid one of the boxes. He only let us have one little bugger.
Did he? Okay, well, I'll have to take that up with him at a future time. Mate, thanks for coming up. We'll do it again before the Melbourne Cup, but we'll wait and see what Folkswood happens early part of next week. Thanks for your time.
Perfect.
Mate.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Chris. Chris Connett joining us right here.